welcome to On the Verge. I am your host, Kara Bradley, bringing you weekly blasts of no hype advice, essential practices and strategies to wake up, show up, and shine. Today, I'm excited to talk to you about this new scale of engagement I've been playing with. But first, I just want to mention that I've got an ebook on my website. Go to karabradley.net. Kara with the C, and download it. Download my 5 mini wins for living in flow every day on demand. They're simple, they're accessible, they're free. So take a peek and let me know what you think. I'd love to engage with you. Today, talking about engagement, I'm going to ask you this question. How engaged are you on a scale of 1 to 5? How awake and engaged are you in your life on a scale of 1 to 5? That's what we're going to be talking about today. I've been playing with this idea of engagement, aliveness, being awake, and how we shift in and out of these states all day long. And how can we become more aware? How can we become more aware of our state of aliveness, of our state of engagement? And make some changes so that we're spending more time awake and engaged and less time perhaps disenchanted, disengaged, maybe even depressed. So let's get right to it. We're going to talk about it personally. We're going to talk about it professionally. It's a kind of a crazy question. Maybe you've never even thought about it. How awake and engaged am I in my life on a scale of 1 to 5? So first, let me explain this scale. And let me just tell you, I come to you guys weekly with the stuff that I am playing with. This is like fresh off the presses. This is the stuff I'm thinking about at 4:30 in the morning. I'm not kidding you. When I get out of bed, have my first cup of coffee, and I start writing in my journal, and things just flush. They come through. They come through me. They come through you as well. So I'm not special, right? I just get up freaking early just to allow myself to hang in the space where those creative juices flow. So that's all. That's all it is. We all have this brilliant intelligence and these insights and this wisdom that's flooding our systems. And it's really a matter of turning your attention to them and starting to trust that what's coming through you is of value and importance to the world, because you have your own unique voice that is waiting to be shared. And so if you don't feel like you're stepping up fully to the mic, then maybe get up a little bit earlier in the morning. Maybe get up, you know, a half an hour earlier and just sit with yourself in a piece of paper and your morning pages, whatever it is, a walk in your garden, and let the insights start to flow. That's it. That's where this stuff comes from. So back to this, back to the point. Sorry about that little rant. Let's talk about this scale of engagement. 1 to 5, right? Likert scale, very simple. On a scale of 1 to 5, you do these kind of things all the time when you take surveys. How awake and engaged am I? Let's start at 1 and 2. When you are, or actually, you know what? Let's start at 5. Let's start at 5. Let's go for it. Let's just start at the max. 4 to 5, scale of engagement. At 4 or 5, you are fired up. The F words, by the way. These are F words. And, you know, no, I'm not going to go there because then I have to put explicit on my podcast episode. So I'm not going to go to the F word. But let's talk about F words. Fired up, fiercely focused, fully engaged, awake, fully awake. I like the fullies. Fully alive and in flow. When we are at a 5, we are in flow. We're fully awake, engaged, alive, focused, and fired up about whatever it is we're doing. And it could seriously be weeding your garden. You could just be right there in the earth, in the dirt, in the sun, smelling, feeling, sensing everything in high definition. That's your 5. Four is just, you know, a lighter version of that. And that happens a lot. And those are wonderful moments as well. We don't always have to be at a five. Let's pull it back down to a one or two. When we're at a one or two on the scale of engagement, they're the D words. We may feel dull, disengaged, disenchanted, depleted, maybe even a little depressed. When we're at that one or two, we're just not feeling very engaged in life. We're just feeling like we're going through the motions, right? Kind of like Eeyore, right? We're kind of like Eeyore when somebody says, how you doing? You're just like, yeah, I'm all right. How often do you feel that way? How often, let's just be honest, you know, and if you're really feeling that way a lot, then you might want to reach a hand out for some help, right? Life is too short to feel that way too often, and there's help out there. Loved ones around you, people that can support you, ways that you can just snap out of this state of dullness. So that's one or two. And I'm not a therapist. If you're spending way too much time in one, then there are people that are there to help you. If you're kind of in two a lot more than you'd like, then you may be able to pull yourself out of this on your own. So let's go down the middle, three. It's where most of us spend most of our time, right down the center in three. In three, it's kind of average. Average engagement, average aliveness, average wakefulness. We're not great. We're not bad. We're kind of on autopilot. It's busy mind. I talk about busy mind a lot. Talk about it in my book. Busy mind, autopilot. You're going through just getting stuff done. You may feel like you're crazy busy all the time. You know, just there's not a minute in my life for me to stop and smell the roses. I'm just on speed. I'm doing too much. I'm stressed out all the time. I'm anxious. I'm worried. I can't think straight. I can't see clearly. I'm overwhelmed. That's the biggie, overwhelmed. If you feel overwhelmed a lot, you're probably hanging out in three a lot. Overthinking, overdoing, the overs, right? And that just, it just cuts us off from feeling fully alive in our lives. It cuts us off from flow, cuts us off from our potential, from trusting our inner wisdom, our creativity, our ability to really show up and shine in this world. So one, two, dull, disengaged, three, overwhelmed, overthinking, overdoing. And then finally, four, five, fully engaged, awake, alive, and in flow. Hey, you know, there's no perfect, and we're not going to be at one all the time. You know, stuff happens. We get pulled out of our states, out of our optimal states. We get pulled out. Last week, I talked about the flow cycle, about struggle, release, flow, and recover. And struggle is different. Right? Struggle is not one or two. When we're struggling and challenged and really trying to make sense of what's happening in our lives, it's not necessarily that you're disengaged. That's a little bit different. So a lot of times when we're struggling, we are fully alive. We are right there in the moment. We are trying to work it out. So I'm going to put struggle to the side here. This today, I'm really just talking about a scale of aliveness, if you will, a scale of being engaged in life, of just really showing up. How much am I showing up for life? So, okay, let's get to the how now. So that is the why, the what. Now, how do we start to shift and live more in the four or five, get ourselves out of the three, or pull our boots up out of the two? We got to just start noticing. Just start to notice and be honest with yourself. Start to notice everything. I talk about choosing our state of being before the world chooses it for us. If we're living in a one or two, it's likely that we're letting other people and situations and environments do the choosing for us. We're disempowered. So the first thing to do is just notice and be honest with yourself. Life is too short to spend too much time at one or two, right? We've got on average 30,000 days in this lifetime, 82 years old. It's exactly when my dad passed, 82, 30,000 days. Where are you at? So if you're letting life choose it for you, you're letting those days pass very quickly. So how can we wake ourselves up and just start noticing? It's about just being honest. Where am I? How am I living? You don't want to bury yourself away. You don't want to bury yourself away too fast here, guys, at a two, at a one, or even at a three. So let me be clear. This isn't a happiness scale, right? It's not about always being perky and happy and unicorns and rainbows, right? It's just not possible. That is not what's going to happen in life. It's really about showing up and being engaged in life, feeling the aliveness, that flood of energy moving through you, even if the moment is not perfect. Can I be here? Can I show up? Am I engaged? Am I awake? So today is about noticing, what am I enthusiastic and curious about and engaged in life? And what am I not? What am I dull to? What have I become dull to? Is it work? Is it a responsibility at home? Is it a relationship? What's not jazzing me? Go back to some of my prior episodes about enthusiasm, about curiosity. How can I become more curious and excited about my life? Even at work, we can. I speak to organizations about this all the time. Low employee engagement is the number one problem. It's the number one concern of CEOs today. 80% of our workforce feels disengaged, feels disenchanted, feels inactive at work. How can we change that? We've got to change that because we're spending most of our day working. We're spending most of those 30,000 days in a work situation. So to live more at that four or five, we've got to notice when we're disengaged and do something about it. We've got to do something about it. Either make a switch or find ways to be more engaged in your current work. So let's get to work. Let's get to work. Let's go to work on a scale of one to five. Where are you? Write them down. Black and white is always helpful. Write them down, see what you can do about any of it yourself first, because sometimes it's just attitude. It's our attitude towards. I've been talking to my younger daughter a lot about this lately because she's disenchanted and disengaged in her first job, you know, and I keep telling her, you got to look at yourself first. We can't expect the world to engage us. It's not going to happen. We can't expect everything around us to make us happy and feel alive. It's got to come from within, and that is intrinsic motivation. How do we start stoking that fire so that we are intrinsically motivated? I talk about that in flow. Flow is intrinsically motivating. It's a state where we are on fire, where we're engaged and immersed in what we're doing. From the most menial task to the most advanced tasks. To be a self-authoring human being, and self-authoring, sorry, I'm having a little trouble speaking, could be because it's 6:22 in the morning. To be self-authoring is to not be waiting for the world to do it for you. Self-authoring, to be pulling it out from within, to be living in your own arena, to be creating the arena that you're living in, to be shifting states when you're in suboptimal states on your own, knowing what you need to do at any time without blaming. There's too much blame out there. We got to stop blaming the world because we're at a one or a two and start doing something about it. Because the world's passing us by and our days are going. And we don't want to miss those days and get to the end of our life thinking, crap, why did I live at a one or a two? Why did I live in three most of my life? Because there's so much to explore out there and experience. There's so many things we can be engaged in and feel alive about. Even at work, we can do it. We can do it. So look at yourself first. List all the activities, your daily tasks, your daily responsibilities, your daily relationships. Where am I at? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then batch the boring, right? Batch the boring. How cool is that? Batch the stuff that you're just less than engaged about. For me, work-wise, it's answering emails. God, I'm sorry. I just going through those emails every day. It's like, why do I need to do this? And I love it. I love engaging with people. I say it all the time, right? I love answering your emails, but I hate the act of answering emails. So I batch them. I do a Pomodoro timer. I talked about it a couple of episodes ago, 25-minute cycle, and I make it a game. I game it, and I see how engaged can I be so I can really answer each email from my heart if I can. And I game it. Batch the boring. Batch the menial tasks. I batch the payroll cycle. I batch the scheduling. Batch what's not engaging you and make it a game. So first, we just got to see what we can do on our own to make things more engaging and exciting. And then the second thing is go to those around you, your team, your direct reports, your boss. Who can I ask? Who can I talk to about some of these boring tasks or the stuff that's just not jazzing me? Because maybe you need more challenge. Maybe you need to delegate it. Maybe you need to just shift completely. Maybe it's just you're not in your best self in some of the stuff that you're being asked to do or having to do. We can do this, guys. We can make this up. Sit in the driver's seat and live in a 4 or 5. I'll tell you what, when you start living in 4 or 5, there is no stopping you. There is no stopping you, and you may become sort of annoying to others. I may be sort of annoying to you sometimes. You know, it's okay. I'm willing to be annoying because I'm jazzed about life, because I am so passionate about not wasting my life in a 1, 2, or 3. I know it's going to happen sometimes, but I want to stay awake and aware of when it does and make shifts. So how about you? How about you come alive today? How about you wake up, show up, and shine a little bit more and let others know it, share it with others. All right, to close out, I've got a couple more notes for you that I just wrote this morning. Asking yourself, can I shift my attitude? What needs to go? What can I change? Using your mini wins. So when you're at a 3, most of the time, you are kind of in that average gray zone, right? You're not really super engaged and you're not really super down about life. That's when you pull out those mini wins I talk about, those mini win state shifters. When you're in a 3 and you're just crazy busy, or you're overwhelmed or overthinking, overdoing, on speed, pull out a mini win. Shift your state, take a pause, go outside, move your body, drink some water, eat something, shift everything, take a nap, meditate. What do you need to do? Breathe. To just shift your state so that you can refocus, re-engage, reclaim that aliveness. And then finally, when you're at 4 or 5, when you're feeling it, celebrate. Give yourself a mental high five, right? You're doing it. Yeah, I feel really jazzed right now. acknowledge yourself, acknowledge someone else, throw it out there, share that enthusiasm, share your zest, share it. I got to tell you, for too long, I have muted my zest. I have muted my enthusiasm because I felt like I was a little bit too much out there. And you know what? Screw it. No more. I have come out of the closet, guys. I am ready to be 100% enthusiastic about life and sharing it with the world. I don't want to mute it anymore because others don't feel it. I want to share it and lift others up if I can. So go for it. Go for it. Life is too short. You've got 30,000 days if you're lucky. Don't spend the rest of your life at a 1, 2, or a 3. Go for the 4 or 5. Because you know what? The world needs you to come alive. The world needs you at a 4 or 5. How about it? Let me know. I want to hear it. I want to hear it. Please engage with me. I absolutely love answering your emails. It's the other stuff I don't love so much. So let's do this. Find me, carabradley.net. How about sharing this podcast with someone who you think might need a little 4 or a 5 in their life? Maybe it's just the medicine. And also one more thing, I often don't ask this, but review this podcast on iTunes because you know what? It helps more people find it. And that would be a good thing, a really good thing for me. And I'd really appreciate it. Thanks all. Have a 4 or 5 kind of day. Take care.